First of all, let me ask you about the research that you do in your own work. What is it that you're focusing on?
Well, one of the good things about anthropology is it's a study of humankind, so you can focus on any number of things. So throughout my career, I've done different things. I did a study for the CDC about health in Harlem, New York. I've done work on the African diaspora, social movements in the African diaspora. My original field work was in Africa, and I worked in Ghana, where I studied with a traditional healer, and I compared traditional healing and in churches. So, and then I've worked on race, class, and gender.
Well, you're based out of New York, and the conference here today is in San Francisco, and I'm amazed at the number of people, like 6,000 participants right. in this conference. What does that say to you, just the sheer size of it, about the health of anthropology today?
Well, the association is growing. We now have 11,658 members, and this is our largest meeting to date, and it's 6,000 and nearly 600. So the meetings have really been growing over the years, and it's particularly interesting that it's this large because we have a smaller space than we usually have. So we haven't been able to have space to have everyone give their paper, but we've had an excellent attendance.
Well, when I think of anthropology, I think back to people like Margaret Mead, and yet it seems like it's just exploded. Can you give me an idea of how anthropology has kind of adapted to the subjects of today?
Oh, well, you can find anthropologists now in all areas. There certainly are anthropologists that study in other places and do field work, typical Margaret Mead. But you can find anthropologists in medical schools, in nonprofits, in corporations, working for the government. So anthropologists do a whole range of things.
And what would an anthropologist do in a corporation?
Well, in fact, we just gave a prize last night to two people who had developed a model for General Motors to promote a better workplace. And so they had worked with the workers, they had worked with the management, and they had developed a model that is now going to be really the most important model to be used by other people. They've written it up into a book, and other corporations are now going to use it.
And I understand that you're also going to be having a session here on climate change. What would that cover?
Yes. Well, we have a global climate change task force. And this task force is looking at climate change all over the world. And anthropologists have a lot to add to this. First, because they look at climate change historically, in both ancient history and recent history, so they can get a sense of what's going on. But as well, they study the effects of climate change in many different areas. So there are islands, for example, where anthropologists work that will sometime in the near future no longer exist. And they study behavior in disasters, but mainly what they can contribute is this long-range view to climate change and to how climate change affects people all over the world.
What would you say to someone who's giving consideration to going into anthropology?
Oh, I'd say anthropology is a great field. I love it myself. If you want to work as a professional anthropologist in a university setting, then you need a PhD. But there are anthropologists with masters who work in archaeological sites, who do some work in medical sites and laboratories. And anthropology as an undergraduate degree, I think, is one of the best degrees you can have. I used to teach medical anthropology at Columbia, and it was, in fact, almost required for their undergraduate program for medical schools, because medical schools like now to accept students that have a knowledge of social and cultural issues. And we live in an increasingly multinational world, and anthropology prepares you to live with people.
Thank you very much, Leith.
You're welcome.